Well, it's a rare thing, but it's the end of the day, and I've already recorded one audio boo earlier today, and I need to do another, because every now and then, and I don't like the idea that I get on this thing and I record something and vent, because who really wants to listen to that? Who wants to listen to somebody else just being pissed off for, you know, for 5 minutes? But in this case, I'm sort of going to make an exception. Sorry if I'm hitting my microphone again. I'll try to get the jacket out of the way. The exception I'm going to make, this healthcare issue, I have spent the last couple of days fast and furious unfollowing people. And it's been people on both sides of the issue. It's been primarily people who are extremely supportive of healthcare, but it isn't because they're supportive of healthcare. It's a very simple explanation. It's because for some reason, okay, and again, I state, and I don't know if you believe this or not, but it is true, I am neither conservative nor liberal. I have, you could say, very little stake in either political ideology, both of which I consider really, really petty. I have no orientation, truly. Okay? But I should say this. I have a tendency to come down a lot harder in it when it comes to rebuke when dealing with very liberal points of view. And this is why. It's not your philosophies. It's mostly because it tends to be people that are of the very liberal, progressive, open-minded, compassionate, we're for the people point of view that tend to be the least of any of those things. If you don't believe me, try to objectively get online and sort of take the barometric pressure of really who's slinging the most insults. That's what I've been seeing all day today on Twitter has been mostly, you know, I wish the Republicans would all get sick and die. I wish that they would have, you know, some horrible disease inflicted on them so they would understand. Now, you can excuse this however you want. You can call this passion or whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is it's jackassery. And it's embarrassing, and it's petty, and it is shameful. This is why I perhaps sometimes am viewed as being conservative, because I seem to fly to their defense. That's not it. I have my own political views, and woe be it unto you if you try to stick me in a can and label me one way or another. I get pissed off and tend to take up for, not really take up for them, but tend to rebuke the more progressive point of view, because it tends to be the more progressive point of view that are bastards about it. You should be ashamed of yourself. And what really destroys you is that you'll, you know, there was someone today who's this sweet lady, sort of older lady, who apparently does some sort of volunteer work. You know, so far so good. Sounds like a nice gal. And all day long, it was Twitter after Twitter, most of them retweets about how Republicans are idiots and, you know, this is just all, you know, what the hell's wrong with them and this sort of thing. And it just goes to show you that a lot of the compassion that people honk on so mightily about having, the pedestal upon which they put their compassion is nothing but air. It's nothing but posturing. I'm better than you. Look how compassionate I am. Oh, I tweet stuff about love and light and follow your dreams and that kind of bullshit, thinking that that is a surrogate, a replacement, a stand-in for actually being decent to your fellow human being. I'm not talking about a principle. I'm not talking about I have a cause and I'm going to either save the earth or I'm doing this and look how wonderful I am. What I'm talking about is actually being nice to a human being that you meet. And you know what? This is what I'm beginning to find. That the people that have a tendency to be more along the lines of saving the world and they have a cause, I don't care what the cause is, have a tendency to be worse than anyone when it comes to actually dealing with another human being. They tend to be the most petty. They tend to be the most unrealistic. This seems to be, and it's a shame. It's really a shame. You sort of hope that you get to a point where we're going to evolve beyond the pettiness. Now, here's the thing. I'm not giving the Republicans and the conservatives, the hardcore conservatives, a pass. I'm pointing out stupidity where stupidity needs to be pointed out. That's exactly what this is. This isn't a, let's say, I'm going to beat up on one side, and so ergo, I must apparently fit in with the, it's, you're looking for this dichotomy all the time. Stop being a jackass about it. If I'm talking to you, then so be it. It's, I know this is a rant. I know this is the most angry rant I've ever had, but it's because I am just disappointed, humanity. I am disappointed in you. You listen to this stuff, or rather you read this stuff, these ideas. You listen to people's ideas on Twitter all day. And there's an awful lot of self-congratulatory crap that goes on about how great we are and how wonderful everything is. And if only the Republicans would go away. Living in a very conservative part of the world, in a very conservative part of the country, in a very conservative part of the conservative part of the country, I am very familiar with the modern conservative view. I am aware of what I believe to be its shortcomings. I'm aware of what I believe to be some good points to be made. And the unfortunate thing is that today, generally speaking, the most insufferable personalities tend to be the people who claim to be the most enlightened. Grow up. That's all I can say. Grow up. It's ridiculous, okay? This one particular issue, this healthcare issue, fine. We've got this to deal with. We're going to see how it goes. Maybe it'll work. I strongly suspect it won't work very well. I know all the arguments. But the bottom line is that if people disagree with you, I'm sorry, but that's democracy. That's a free society. It's allowed. You don't immediately call them stupid. Because I will say this, paying attention to it, being an outside observer, being from Mars, so to speak, you pay attention to who is slinging the most mud. Now, are there far extreme right conservative whack jobs? Absolutely. But it is far, far more freaking common to hear somebody on the other side of the political fence slinging a lot more mud that way. And ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a conservative, a neoconservative wing nut coming off with this. This is somebody who really has no stock in either position. But I'm telling you, people call yourselves progressive and liberal and the free-thinking, compassionate side of the world. How about you shut up, put your money where your mouth is, and actually start getting a little bit compassionate?